Saturday morning here on Bishop FM, and we're just popping over to Romwaldkirk right now and saying a very good morning to Alison Walton. Good morning, Alison.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's yourself?
Great, thank you.
Oh, good, good. Now, dare I say, you are enjoying, I was going to say, a runaway success. Bit of a pun, I guess.
Bit of a pun there.
Let's put the listeners in the picture now. You run a very, very small business from a very large kitchen table.
And that's
right. And it's just taken rather an unusual turn in events for you, hasn't it? Could you explain to the listeners what the business is and what's just happened?
I make doggy biscuits from home, and I decided in March to have my products down at a large trade show at the NEC down in Birmingham. This is with another company who I sell them my biscuits with. A lot of people go to these big trade fairs, and a very nice lady who works for the charity of Wallace and Gromit, which raises funds for Bristol Children's Hospital, had seen my products and asked me if I would be able to make some dog biscuits for Gromit, which of course is the, you know, the dog in the Wallace and Gromit stories.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Just popped over to your stall and said, how would you like to make some dog biscuits for Gromit?
Well, literally, yes.
Yes. So
they've just had them now a couple of weeks, and they're on sale at the Cribbs Causeway store, and they also are selling them online on the Wallace and Gromit website as well. So that's great.
Goodness me. So this little kitchen industry of yours, where you have a very large kitchen table...
I don't think they realise I'm just a kitchen table. Shall I just say that? I think they think I've got a huge factory or something.
I see. Well, they don't really need to know, do they?
They don't need to know.
No. It's obviously a wonderful product. So what steered you in the direction of producing dog biscuits in the first place, Alison?
Well, I got myself a dog, which I hadn't at that point, and I'd been working at my local hotel, making all the desserts and puddings and things like that. I come from a family of bakers, so I'm always baking, whether it's dog biscuits or cakes or whatever. And one day I just thought, oh, I'll just make my dog some biscuits. How hard can that be? One thing led to another, and I started supplying our local hotel and a couple of little places initially, and then just sort of went from strength to strength, really. I do quite a few food festivals, and I'm in about 30 stockists now up and down the country.
That's remarkable, isn't it? A terrific story, because your business is growing.
It is growing. It's growing into three rooms of our house at the moment.
Three?
So, yes, I'm sort of, you know, maybe getting to a tipping point with it, but I like to do it from home, really.
You would like to maintain the business at home, really?
I would, really, because then I can, you know, put the washing in and take the dog out and things like that, so I'd rather stay at home.
But now there is a connection between Wallace and Gromit and Romwaldkirk.
There is.
Isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely. So, yes, so we've had some lovely packaging labels done for the biscuits, which has Gromit on, so which obviously is a figure which everybody recognises.
Mm.
So the labels and the biscuits and the packaging look, you know, really eye-catching, and they look great. I'm really pleased with them.
Isn't that such a wonderful story, considering the sad news that Peter Salis passed away just recently?
I know, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that voice is going to be irreplaceable, isn't it, for the character.
So if we want to get our hands on your wonderful dog biscuits for our favourite pets, how do we do that?
Well, you can go onto my website, and that's wellybix.co.uk, and have a little look there. I've got other products as well as the dog biscuits. And I only bake to order. I don't have holding stock or anything like that. So if you place an order, I then, you know, get the rolling pin out and make the biscuits.
Okay, so it won't be by return of post then. Your dog biscuits are being made to order.
They are definitely. They're made to order. Every time, yes, because I don't use any additives or preservatives to prolong the life of the biscuits.
Mm.
So there's a limited time on them. So I only bake to order, so they're always, you know, super fresh every time.
I know dog owners are, what should we say, very close to their pets.
I think now people are more, you know, interested not only in what they're eating themselves, but what they're feeding their pet. So, you know, they're looking to what ingredients are actually in them and if there's any additives or preservatives. And I think people are just, you know, looking just a bit more concerned these days to, you know, what they feed the pet will have a difference on how the animal behaves as well.
Alison at Romald Kirk, your business is taking off. There's now a connection with Wallace and Gromit. You are making dog biscuits.
Put Romald Kirk on the map.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Romald Kirk at the top of Teesdale. Well, almost, I guess.
Yes.
Almost at the top.
Almost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, lovely to speak to you this morning, Alison. And
thank you.
And once again, can I just check with you? Is it Welly Bix, B-I-X?
B-I-X, yes.
B-I-X.
My dog, he is called Welly.
Uh-huh.
So that's how we came up with the name Welly Bix. So it's Welly Bix, all one word, .co.uk.
Welly with a Y.
Yes.
Yes, wellybix.co.uk, and we can order biscuits for our favourite pets there.
Yes, and just imagine me baking them at home at my kitchen table in Romald Kirk.
With your pinny on?
Definitely with a pinny on, with dogs on it, of course.
Okay then, Alison, great to talk with you, and the best of luck with the business.
Thank you, that's lovely talking to you.
Take care, bye-bye.
Thank you.